You're listening to the Harbour Bazaar with me, Stephen Hastings, here on Ship Full of Bombs.
Sitting directa con Harbour Bazaar, con Stephen Hastings e Zoe Howe, sulla parca pieno di bombe. Ascolta.
How do you do? Are you terribly well? I can see you are. Good show.
Ho, 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 as they say, once more we're in the Harbour Bazaar. Not been here for quite some time, a few months I've been off, to be honest, but played some old shows. I know you enjoyed them, I enjoyed doing them. You heard some old voices, you heard Boxy on there, talking about monkeys in India, if I remember rightly, and running across a bridge, very nice too, and a made-up story about being carried away on a moped in Goa. So I'm pleased you enjoyed that last month, and obviously this month joined, very delighted. You've become a bit of a Ship Full of Bombs regular here, David, if you don't mind me saying.
I was thinking when I was come here, I thought you might offer me a contract today.
Well, sign here, sonny.
Yeah, I will.
You need representation, and I'm the man to do it for you.
Well, after your story on a moped, why not?
There you go.
I feel a little exotic after all that. It was really cool.
Very nice too. Well, thank you for joining us on Harbour Bazaar. Obviously, you came in, did a live session on Podrophenia a few months ago, which is very cool.
Yeah, really fun. It felt like ages ago because it's a bit cooler today. It was really hot that day, I remember.
Yeah.
Just sitting out there, and it was really nice to come and play that. And then, of course, I was on the Podrophenia like a month before, so looking forward to next month, whatever I'm going to be.
As I say, I've got a schedule for you. I haven't shared that with you as of yet.
Brilliant.
But you know, thanks for joining the station.
All right, I'm happy.
Have you paid your subs?
No, what?
I didn't mention that. We're not a fee-paying station. What are you talking about? There we go. So what are we doing today? We're talking about, it's kind of language we've got as a theme here, Davey, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's where we kind of, I'm not sure where you're going with it or even what I've chosen, to be honest.
I think when the first Podrophenia, to all your regular viewers might remember, but I started talking about Jacques Brel, and then you instantly went, and I think it's one of those things, once you know like a Jacques Brel fan one to another, you're just like friends, you know, friends forever then.
There you go.
And then you said, how about this language thing? And I was like, yeah, I've, you know, listened to lots of songs, different foreign languages, different cultures, but then you said that maybe do stuff with interesting words or just what's interesting about the language. So that's been quite hard because it's all quite interesting, isn't it? Everything you listen to, it's all got words in. So I've picked 9 songs with words.
I like your style. 9 songs with words in them. Looking forward to these 2 hours rattling by with that kind of treat.
I couldn't find 10.
Deary, deary me. So, yeah, what do we have first of all? I've got about 10 songs with words in them as well. So we're talking about language. That's our kind of theme. So where that's going to take us, not entirely sure. We know Davey's got 9 songs. I'm going to have to find 9 songs, which is cool. But what did we start off with? We started off with, it's Sylvia Vartan, Quand tu es là, I believe, which is the French la la, you know the word I'm looking for. The French singing ladies, mid-60s. Why can't I remember my words?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of another French lady that sung, but it's not... Obviously, you don't need the name. The Françoise Hardy.
Françoise Hardy. What was the... Yeah, I never know what this... Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, there was that whole 60s thing, wasn't it? Where it was...
Oui.
Yeah, French, very sort of stylish... Yeah. Almost nodding to London, swinging 60s.
Yeah, like a bit like Serge Gainsbourg and... Jane Birkin,
who died last week, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that was Sylvia Vartan, which was the Game of Love, isn't it? It's that French version.
Yeah. What was it? What was the title of this?
It is Quand tu es là.
When you are there.
Well, okay.
Right. Sorry. Groove. When you are there.
Yeah. No, we like that anyway. All very good.
We'd have to. I don't know if that's an original. I'd have to look that up. But if it is, you could see why they want to say love, love, love instead of la, la, la.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But again, there was that whole. I mean, I know there was lots of UK and American bands will do French and German versions of popular stuff or their hits. Beatles, obviously.
Yeah.
Bowie a bit later on with in German particularly, and I know mentioned Braille with Bowie a bit of that action.
Yeah.
But I do like a foreign language cover version.
It's great. They change in meanings. Like is it Beyond the Sea? The La Mer by Charles Trenet. Took it because it's all about the sea and how wonderful it is, and then obviously Americans had to like romanticize it and just. You know, so they do spoon feed a lot of stuff in America, which is sad. But the same, you know, it's English language, but going from turning it into a love story and it has to do with someone rather than just the sea. It's just water. It's not good enough for us English speakers, water. We want something connected to it, a person, anything.
But in the sea, on a boat, walking by, waving, all of these things.
But the French are just happy with just a bit of sea.
There you go. So here we are. You're listening to the Harbour Bazaar with Davey Howe. We're here with Stephen Hastings here on Ship Full of Bombs at www.sfob.co.uk. If you've enjoyed the first 5 minutes, there's going to be more of this as we go forward. I'll bung a track on, then we'll move over to Davey. Songs with words in them. I really like, they don't get mentioned enough, but I was a big fan of a Scottish band called the Trashcanton Archers, and I love the kind of wordplay on this. This is from their album Cake. This is from the 80s, and this is called Maybe I Should Drive.
Said your hardship's only one of a fleet that didn't get done well. No, no. Listen, son, you spent your life in the last lane. You'd have an accent to cry. Punch drunk and patriotism, blind on borderism. Maybe I should try. Thank you.
there you go. That's a trash can Tinatra's. Maybe I should drive.
I really like that. Oh, just saying, I really liked his really nice, clear vocals. Mm. That nice, jangly indie pop. I'd have to listen to it more for lyrical content and in depth. Mm. But like as a sound, and it just sounds really cool and true. That I really like that.
That's cool. Nice one. Yeah, I like Trashcan. They had one big album in the UK, which was called Cake, and it's very, very that strong Scottish based melodic pop, where I think there's a real history of that, bands like Orange Juice and people like Fisher Zed and all of that kind of sound. There was this whole Sound of Young Scotland thing at one point, Postcard Records particularly, and I think it comes after that, but there's a real lyricism and a kind of a folk thing going on within that one as well. Yeah. And I like the way he uses words. It's very, very, very alliterative. Yeah. That spit where he stops and rest in pieces. Do you know what I mean? It's that kind of just mucking around with language a little bit. So yeah, you go. Trash Can Tinatra is very nice too.
I love that he's still got that his accent in. I like it when artists have that, because when they some artists will sing and then just, you know, like for instance, we'll go massive like Adele, who would sing beautifully, and then just, oh, how are you doing? And just like, what? Where did that come from? Yeah. But the Scottish in that is, I just love that. That's why I think it's just nice and honest and true. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's very cool. Good. They had a few other albums out. They did very well in America. I think they're still actually going, in all fairness, in shape. But I saw them supporting a band called The Stairs. And The Stairs were a kind of sort of 60s throwback. The singer was a guy called Edgar Jones Jones, or sometimes Edgar Jones Jones or Edgar Summertime. He had an album out a couple of months ago, which is all it's all sort of ska and sort of northern soul sort of styling. Very, very, very talented guy. And so they have one album out, The Stairs. They come a bit sort of legendary. And we saw them at the Garage in Highbury, and Trash Can Tinatra were supporting, and they were just phenomenal. Really, amazing. Really lovely band. There you go. Songs with words in them. Very nice too. Here we are. July the 24th, by the way, Davey. Did you know that?
July the 24th.
July the 24th. Yeah. And this was the day that Napoleon died in 1846.
No way.
Yes,
yeah, do you know what? I was about to say something stupid now. I'm a big Napoleon fan, but I'm just a big fan of the Georgian period. Battle of Trafalgar, Battle of Waterloo.
Yeah.
Keep going to the Maritime Museum in London.
Okay.
But I didn't know the date where he died. What island was, where did he die?
Oh.
He was born in Corsica. So he's not actually French, is he?
No.
Because his real name was Buonaparte, and he needed to sound more Italian, so it was Napoleon rather than Buonaparte.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Well, I can't remember where he died, frankly.
It's an island off South Africa, the south of Africa, not the actual country. Yeah, somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have to think.
1846.
Right.
That was your starter for 10. Are you prepared to move on to the next one?
Yes, please.
Also, Peter Sellers died in 1980 at the age of 54.
Oh,
He was only 54. Dreadful heart attack.
I thought it was just one of those guys where you think, yeah, he just went on forever, like at least 70s or something. 54.
No, he died at 54.
It's really young, isn't
he?
He's
very young.
Oh.
He's younger than me. I'm outraged.
I'm not that far off, you know. I'm 38. It doesn't feel that far off. I'm just saying. Doesn't feel that far off.
It's a long way off, my friend. A long way off. So, Davey, thanks for coming on. What are you going to play? Some tracks? We're going to have a chat. What is it? Yeah. What is it you fancy playing first?
Top of the list, because how we met Stephen. Yes. In Amsterdam. Yes, with Jacques Brel.
It was a dark and stormy night.
It was all accordions we're playing, but yeah, this is a great song with words in. Obviously it's in French language, and Jacques Brel's from Belgium, who also I think passed away on an island.
Oh really?
When he did all his music, and then he was like, right, I'm gonna learn how to sail a yacht and fly a plane, and then I don't know where the island was. I think it's around the Caribbean. And he died, and he's buried there. So, sort of similarities. It's Belgium, Napoleon, Jacques Brel.
They're almost like lost brothers, aren't
they? One's a tyrant, one isn't. One's a beautiful songsmith. But, I love this song because it's just passionate. It's full of, like, beautiful description of, like, the port of Amsterdam, the sailors that are just drinking to all the prostitutes of Amsterdam. And there's one lyric, something like how it rains like a nose or something. It's just full of beautiful imagery, and it's just cascading as it starts off quite smoothly. I think it starts off with a good 20 seconds of applause, this track, because it's at the Olympia. And then at the end, it's just cascading, just like the waves. And but I don't know, I'm not selling this at all, am I? I could go on about this for a good old hour, but just enjoy the Port of Amsterdam with Jacques Brel.
Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui chantent les rêves qui les hantent au large d'Amsterdam. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui dorment comme des oriflammes le long des berges mortes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui meurent pleins de pierres et de drames aux premières lueurs. Mais dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui naissent dans la chaleur épaisse des longueurs océanes. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui mangent sur des nappes trop blanches, des poissons ruisselants. Ils vous montrent des dents à croquer la fortune, à décroisser la lune, à bouffer des haubans. Et ça sent la morue jusque dans le cœur des frites que leurs grosses mains invitent à revenir en plus. Puis se lèvent en riant dans un bruit de tempête, referment leurs braguettes et sortent en rotant. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui dansent en se frottant la panse sur la panse des femmes. Ils tournent et ils dansent comme des soleils crachés dans le son déchiré d'un accordéon rance. Ils se tordent le cou pour mieux s'entendre rire jusqu'à ce que tout à coup l'accordéon expire. Alors le geste grave, alors le regard fier, ils ramènent leur batave jusqu'en pleine lumière. Dans le port d'Amsterdam, il y a des marins qui boivent et qui boivent et reboivent et qui reboivent encore. Ils boivent à la santé des putains d'Amsterdam, d'Hambourg ou d'ailleurs. Enfin, ils boivent aux dames qui leur donnent leur joli corps, qui leur donnent leur vertu pour une pièce en or. Et quand ils ont bien bu, se plantent le nez au ciel, se mouchent dans les étoiles et ils pissent comme je pleure sur les femmes infidèles dans le port d'Amsterdam.
There you go. So what do we have? We had a bit of Jacques Brel.
Yeah. Lovely port of Amsterdam.
Very nice too.
And looking at the, is it the Polynesian Islands? We've had a quick research. So anywhere between New Zealand and Mexico, in the middle of there, in the middle of nowhere, that's where he frequented.
Right.
And then was it he passed away and went to, he passed away in Brussels?
He was taken back to hospital in Brussels, apparently.
Right. Yeah, interesting. Just such an interesting man. Mm. I think, again, he must have passed away, early 50s?
Nice.
Mid-50s? His age.
Yeah, I think so. Because he sort of semi, he retired, didn't he? He was going to go on like a 3-year world cruise or something. And
what a cool man. Just amazing. Yeah, I know on Spotify, I had to pick between the Olympia one and there's another version, like piano, and I think that's his like last concert announcing that he's done after that, and then went on to flying and sailing.
No, very cool. Very, very cool indeed. Like your style. Well, obviously, we can play a whole show about Brel if you like.
Yeah, of course. That's next month.
In the Harbour Bazaar Songs with Words show. There you go. And then I had a bit of Jacqueline Taïb with La Plus Belle Chanson, which is, again, that groovy Mademoiselle.
La Plus Belle Chanson.
Yes, indeed.
Is that the Plus Belle? It means no, bin. La Plus. Plus Belle. Yeah, that means bin in French, isn't it? No,
La Plus.
Oh, Plus, sorry. Yeah. Plus Belle is... bin as one word.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was like the bin song. rubbish song.
That was Jacqueline Taïb once again dragged back to the subject of bins. You couldn't keep her away from rummaging around.
No.
You know, like a big old hornet at the bottom of a bin. You know how they do.
Absolutely useless, that. Not worthy of recycling at all. Sorry, everyone.
No problem
at all.
Poubelle
is French for bin.
It is. And I very much... I very much enjoy your Francophile position on these things, David.
Yeah, just obviously not good at listening.
No problem, no. So, you know, you're putting some Brel, obviously, we're speaking about him. Where do you want to go next? What's your thoughts with this?
Well...
What were you when we said a theme of kind of language? What did that spin over in your head? What were you thinking?
I sort of wanted to keep it 50-50, which I couldn't with 9 songs, because that would be 4.15 songs of each other, English speaking or foreign language. So I delved into foreign language that I have loved over the years. It's either like fully inspired me or just like the groove. It's just different and it's like a different, introduced me to a different culture. Or and then with like some English speaking songs that we'll play, it was just like how they were written and just maybe certain words that they've used or. I've got like lots of stories about how they were inspired to write like certain songs about whatever, like nostalgia we've got coming up or circuses coming up, so all sorts.
So where are you going to go next? What's your thoughts?
I think it would be good to do another French one. Why not? Get all the viewers going for the French. But this is a song by a guy called Boris Vian, and in my Francophile years, I used to. I read this book by Boris Vian called Le Coume du Jour, which means froth on the day, or mood indigo, they called it in English. And he was a novelist, he wrote screenplays, and he was also a really good jazz trumpet player.
Mm.
And I loved this song called Je Bois, which means I drink, and he's just talking about all the reasons and excuses that he drinks alcohol. So he starts off like saying, I drink it systematically to like forget my wife's friends, to forget my face, to forget the next day. And there's a lyric saying, it doesn't matter what jar jar, and that's like slang for wine.
Okay.
And he's saying, it doesn't matter what wine it is, as long as it's 12.5 degrees, even though it's terrible, it helps me forget.
Yeah.
And I loved that it was at a time where you had like Rat Pat singers. And again, Tony Bennett passed away.
He did, right?
Passed away. And there's always all these brilliant singers. And then, but with, there's something about the French language, they can get away with so much character in the 50s and 60s. Mm. Not so much, not saying they didn't, but the females were like just very like pop, bang, 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 do that. And then with Jacques Brel and, Edith Piaf was just full of character, what am I saying? But Boris Vian, he is singing this as if he's drunk, which is really cool. And even his trumpet playing is really sloppy. And he's a man that went down in flames when he passed away. He had one of his books turned into a film by the Americans and he hated it so much he got up and was like, what is this? It was called Spit on Your Graves. And he was like, I hate this. And then he just passed away and I had a heart attack in the cinema.
Seriously?
I was like, this guy is like amazing.
He couldn't... He couldn't be any more French if he tried,
yeah,
could he?
One of his quotes was, there's only two things that matter in life, and that's the music of Duke Ellington and pretty girls. And that's it. And I was like, well, I don't agree or disagree. What, you've said it. What an amazing quote. So, yeah, this is Je Bois by Boris Vian.
Je bois systématiquement pour oublier les amis de ma femme. Je bois systématiquement pour oublier tous mes emmerdements. Je bois n'importe quel jaja, pourvu qu'il ait ses 12 degrés 5. Je bois la pire des vinasses, c'est dégueulasse, mais ça fait passer le temps. La vie est-elle tellement marrante? La vie est-elle tellement vivante? Je pose ces deux questions. La vie vaut-elle d'être vécue? L'amour vaut-il qu'on soit cocu? Je pose ces deux questions auxquelles personne ne répond. Et je bois systématiquement pour oublier le prochain jour du terme. Je bois systématiquement pour oublier que je n'ai plus 20 ans. Je bois dès que j'ai des loisirs pour être sous, pour ne plus voir ma gueule. Je bois sans y prendre plaisir, pour pas me dire qu'il faudrait en finir. Que j'ai des loisirs pour être sourd, pour ne plus voir ma gueule. Je bois sans y prendre plaisir, pour pas me dire qu'il faudrait en finir.
Everything must go. Going out of business, going out of business, going out of business. 50% off original retail price. Skip the middleman. Don't settle for less. How do we do it? How do we do it? Volume, volume, turn up the volume. Now you heard it advertised. Don't hesitate. Don't be caught with your drawers down. Don't be caught with your drawers down. You can step right up. Step right up. That's right, it fillets and chops and dice and slices. Never stops. Lasts a lifetime. Mows your lawn. And it mows your lawn. And it picks up the kids from school. It gets rid of unwanted facial hair. It gets rid of embarrassing age spots. It delivers a pizza. And it lengthens. And it strengthens. And it finds that slipper that's been at large under the chaise lounge for several weeks. And it plays a mean rhythm master. It makes excuses for unwanted lipstick on your collar. And it's only a dollar. Step right up. It's only a dollar. Step right up. Cause it forges your signature. Not completely satisfied. Mail back on you. Portion of product. For complete refund of price of purchase. Step right up. Please allow 30 days for delivery. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. You can live in it. Living it. Laughing it. Loving it. Swimming it. Sleeping it. Living it. Swimming it. Laughing it. Loving it. Removes embarrassing stains from contour sheets. That's right. And it entertains visiting relatives. It turns a sandwich into a banquet. Tired of being the life of the party. Change your shorts. Change your life. Change your life. Change into a 9-year-old Hindu boy. Get rid of your wife. And it walks your dog. Doubles on sacks. Doubles on sacks. You can jump back, Jack. See you later, alligator. See you later, alligator. And it steals your car. It gets rid of your gambling debts. It quits smoking. It's a friend. It's a companion. It's the only product you will ever need. Follow these easy assembly instructions. It never needs ironing. Well, it takes weights off hips, bust, thighs, chin, midriff, gives you dandruff. And it finds you a job. It is a job. And it strips the phone company free tapes in for trial exchange. You denture breath. And you know it's a friend. It's a companion. And it gets rid of your traveler's checks. It's new, it's improved, it's old fashioned. Well, it takes care of business. Never needs winding, never needs winding, never needs winding. Gets rid of blackheads, heartbreakers, psoriasis. Christ, you don't know the meaning of heartbreak, buddy. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Cause it's effective, it's defective. It creates household odors, it disinfects. Sanitize for your protection. Gives you an erection. It wins the election. Why put up with painful coins any longer? It's a redeemable coupon. No obligation. No salesman will visit your home. We got a jackpot. 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 Prizes. 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 All work guaranteed. How do we do it? 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 We need your business. We're going out of business. We'll give you the business. Get on the business end of all. Going out of business sale. Receive all. Free brochure. Free brochure. Read the easy to follow assembly instructions. Batteries not included. Send before midnight tomorrow. Terms available. Step right up. Step right up. Step right up. You got it, buddy. A large print giver. Small print, take it away. Step right up. You can step right up. You can step right up. Come on, step right up. Get away from me, can you? Step right up.
There you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. That's the mighty Tom Waits there, of course. We step right up.
Amazing. Whatever he was selling, he's probably sold it out before I could get there. How cool.
I do love that track, and I'm a huge fan of... I love that kind of... the rhythm of that, that recitative thing, you know? I love, as a child... You know, as I say, you used to still get people selling perfume on the street.
Yeah.
And it would be someone, they would sit on, they would small bench, sit onto anything, open up a suitcase, and they'd be flogging whatever's in there. And it was just the patter.
Yeah.
And I've always loved that kind of patter. And it's just the rhythm of it, the keeping going of it. I'm a sucker for an auctioneer.
Yeah.
You know, I just love that just keeping it going, watching the room, moving it around. That
it's so cool. It's interesting. I mean, I think everyone should like look at an auctioneer and say how great a job they do. But my friend said to me before, it's there's something about watching someone do something really well.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Whatever that, we talked about it when we were just watching the film Drive. And he went, all he does is, you know, in his car, but it's just like he's doing it so well and anyone's driving every day and it's not interesting. Yeah, yeah. But when it's like filmed in a certain way, but the same with like an auctioneer, when they're at the top of their game, you didn't want anything before, but the whole point is that they're getting excited about it and it excites you and you're like, oh, I'll have a part of that. Why not? Here's, 50. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
but
okay.
But there's also what I kind of enjoy with this kind of thing. There's kind of rules to it as well in terms of, you know, with like American auctioneers where it's always, they'll say the price that it was, they'll say the price that it is now, and they say the price that they want. So it's always was, is, next. And it's that price, this price, that. So you've got to follow where are with it.
Yeah.
So it was 10, it's now 15, I'm after 20. Mm. It was 20, now it's 25. When I'm looking at 30, you know, and they'll keep that rule of threes. And again, I know we're talking about language, obviously talking about, you know, obviously songs and different bits about them, what their kind of appeal was. For me, with Tom Waits, I love the rhythm. I love some of the lines that, get away, kid, you're bothering me. It's and again, in a previous life, I used to sort of teach sales training for companies and this kind of stuff. And I'd use this as a kind of, if you don't love, you know, you've got to love the rhythm of this. There's something, and again, you know, presenting and this kind of stuff. You'd look at these baffled first jobbers out of uni. Why is this man making us listen to this track? Do you know what I mean?
I love the it'll turn a sandwich into a banquet. Yeah. That just popped up. I'll have to listen to that again. There was just so many lines that you could just take and just use in your day to day life people.
I like the never needs winding. And he's like, no salesman will visit your home. It's like that's the worst thing that could possibly happen, you know? But again, that's again with that kind of sales track kind of stuff. I enjoy that. I don't know if you know, do you know the film? And it was a play. Do you know Glengarry Glen Ross?
No, I don't.
I'd strongly recommend that. Mm-hmm. That's there's some good actors in there. There's the now, you know, a bit of a cloud over him. Kevin Spacey's in there.
Yeah.
Al Pacino's in there. Ed Harris is in it. It's one of Jack Lemmon's last film.
Oh, big film then.
And it's very much a one shot film in terms of it was a play, and it's about American real estate salesman, and it's a really horribly wet night.
Yeah.
And they've got to go and still kind of make sales. And Glengarry Glen Ross is the name of the land that they're going to get buildings that are going to be there. They'll be selling the apartments. They're on Glengarry Glen Ross. That's the Glengarry Glen Ross. But they've got to sell what they've got first. And it's just the interplay between them. And it's completely about the vocal. And there's a bit in that where Jack Lemmon is on the phone. And he's pretending to be just coming to town, pretending he's talking to his secretary to book him a flight to wherever. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to a customer at the same sort of time, and it's this whole again the rhythm of the speech, a bit of the deception in there as well. But it's beautifully well done. I couldn't recommend Glengarry Glen Ross loudly enough.
Okay.
But there's a very very famous scene in it with Alec Baldwin, who's the guy from Downtown, the success, who comes in to tell them off to get them up and running. And he's talking to Ed Harris, and he puts his wrist next to his face, and this is because Ed Harris, oh, why should we have to listen to you? Some big shot come down. And he puts his wrist next to his face. Says, my watch costs more than your car.
Oh, really?
That's why you should listen to me. And it's just like, whoa, you know.
Wow.
Put the coffee down. Coffee's for closers. You are a loser.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like,
wow,
oh,
cutthroat.
It is really. And again, going back to the sales thing, I used to play that scene to people, salesmen again, to say, it could be like this, but you know. But there you go. So that was fabulous. I loved the track beforehand. I didn't know anything about him at all. What was his name?
Boris Vian. Boris Vian. Yeah. So cool. He's really cool to look into. As I said, again, undersailed him, but yeah, polymath, that's the word, not polyglot, polymath. Just look at all the stuff he did, like the album he had called Les Déserteurs, took quite a pounding, I think, he did after that, because it was just all about anti-war and anti what the French were doing, so he wasn't afraid of, like, you know, sticking his neck out for the good of what he thought, but... You know, as I said, with him dying in the cinema and just shouting about the film that he sort of co-wrote and hating it, and then talking about Duke Ellington and women are the only thing that matter, he's just I don't know, what an interesting man. Yeah, absolutely. Character.
No, definitely look into sort of more fabulous stuff. The next, you know, that's the Harbour Bazaar. You know, yeah. I don't know what you're going to play, you don't know what I'm going to play, and no. It's just how it all kind of connects beautifully together. So here you are. Yeah, it's me, Stephen Hastings. We're on Shipful of Bombs at www.sfob.co.uk. Obviously, got David Helling with us today, who's becoming, you know,
yeah,
a Shipful of Bombs regular.
I've got my hat trick now, but it's a hat trick per different show, isn't it?
Yeah, so you know, I think we should try and get you on every show.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I love it. Yeah.
We won't even tell the broadcasters or the presenters. No. It's like, who's this? It's Davey. Oh, okay, yeah. He's on all the shows now.
He's in now. He's here a lot. He's, yeah, I mean, if it's going this rate, I'll have it in a year, like 3 hat-trick balls. Yeah, definitely. I'm up for it.
Very nice, too. Cool. So, obviously, with yourself, obviously, you played 1 hour all day. I came and did some tracks, which was very fabulous. Obviously, did some acoustic on your own on Podrophenia.
Yeah.
You were saying you've got an album you're working on, but when were you thinking that's going to be available? You got a timescale for that?
Well, I really want to make a start to it this year to release next year. That would be good. I mean, thinking next year, it could happen, but it's going to be a big piece of work. You know, studios can get expensive when you're solo, and, you know, you want to get this one right. But again, I've talked about it before. It's going to be like lots of nostalgia about my childhood with my dad, which was a really beautiful one, and then going into like the sort of sad loss of it.
Yeah.
And I think listening to all sorts of like the songs that I've been like and these artists I've been like looking at, so the last month I've been looking at all of these artists that I absolutely love and why, and I thought this is all playing into why I'm writing this sort of subject, because with Boris Vian and Jacques Brel, they're so heart on sleeve and will write about absolutely anything. Mm. And I think with different cultures that we'll explore, they just write about all sorts of subjects, like terrible subjects, beautiful subjects, true subjects. And I think that's something that I really have always strived for, but I've never really written about myself. So I'd like to revisit the beautiful times, because, you know, when you lose someone, I said it before, you grieve because you love so much. But I want to explore that, and I feel like a kid again, and it's all good time. So it's such a positive thing. It's part of life, isn't it? Death.
Yeah, 100%.
I know, talking about this on a Sunday, everyone, sorry, but it really is, and it comes with experience and time to accept it, and that's why I can listen to all sorts of music with just like, you know, having no preconceptions, because it is what it is, and that's someone else's someone else's story, which could lead on to the next artist maybe, because the next guy I'll talk about, he had a beautiful quote when someone said, why do you not really write those, do you never write those like pointless pop songs, and he's with nothing to say, and he's like, every song's got something to say, so no song is pointless. And I thought, what a beautiful way
absolutely.
Of putting it. But did you want me to
introduce him?
This is like the longer one. But there's this guy. I'll tell you how I found this guy. And I've got to say, I've actually got it on my phone, so I'd pronounce his name. His name is called Oliver Mtukudzi, right? And he's from Zimbabwe. The reason I found him, because I'm a youth worker in my real life, and I was working with a guy called Toku, and he is from Zimbabwe, and we'd set up the hall where the kids would come in. And every day he'd like pick some music, and he put this music on, and it was something from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's this? And he went, oh, this is Tuku. And I went, what? This is you? And he went, oh, no, I'm Toku. This is called Tuku.
Right.
I said, what does that mean? He said, well, there's a guy, his name's, I'm going to read it again, Mtukudzi. And he's like the most famous Zimbabwe musician, and he writes about all Zimbabwe cultural stories and backgrounds and not religious beliefs, but like religious beliefs from the past and how it's influenced like Zimbabwe people. And he was telling me that this song is all about, he was translating on the fly, he was saying, yeah, this song is about it's about parents when they bring up their kids, they bring them up like so well, and when they go and get a really good job, it's up to the kid to start paying back their money and look after their parents. And that is the culture of Zimbabwe. And I was like, this music was like really beautiful and really joyous. And then he'd say, but he'd write about all sorts of other stuff. But this song is called Toddy, and it's how there's 3 languages right at the beginning, 2 different dialects of Zimbabwe, and couple of words of English, which you'll know, and then I think he goes into like Zimbabwe language, so there might be 4, but it's all about, this was released about during the HIV and AIDS pandemic.
Okay.
And it was about how do we move forward and how is everyone sort of affected by this. And there's a line, I had to write it down, saying they have felt the blossoming of a tree without life. And I just thought, wow, it's just really poignant. But if you didn't know that, just listen to it, and that as I did, and just fall in love with the groove and love of the song, and then look into the lyrics afterwards. I think it's the same with Jacques Brel. I was like, what's that? That's amazing. Yeah. I think I'm doing the same with him. I don't think I'll be as in depth with the Zimbabwe stuff. Who knows? But he died at like 60, 61 a few years ago. I think he had 67 albums to his name.
Oh, blimey.
And the music's called Tuku, and it's actually a genre of music because he's so prolific and massive.
Fantastic. Look forward to hearing it. Here we go.
Oh, Daddy. What shall we do?
Tingadi.
Sinzinja.
What shall we do?
Good night.
What shall we do?
What shall we do?
You're listening to Heart FM. That was that with the favourite show. Obviously, that was the drive time experience. that's got you safe and sound on your journey home from work. Fabulous.
I loved that. That was so cool. I was trying to
Here's Davey
out.
With the travel.
Where are you going? Just stop your car and pull over a little
Can
bit.
I just say that's the greatest that travel board.
What, where are you going?
Where are you going? Thanks, Davey.
Are you sure? yeah, hope you're all travelling well, guys, and you enjoyed that. I was trying to work out, like, the harpsichord in there and that beautiful vocal. I will listen to that again. I'll take that. But the strings, we were trying to work out if they were real or just a synth. It doesn't matter. But
I'm not sure. I'd have to listen more closely. But I think that for me, they sound a little bit synthetic. But it was 1981 as well, so not kind of sure. But he, I think that's when it came out. But he died a little bit before that. But that was Klaus Nomi, who was saying he was a big part of what would be that sort of mid-70s New York kind of art scene. And you were mentioning the song previously with that reference to HIV and what have you, and Klaus Nomi was one of the first kind of people that was reported to have died after being HIV positive and what have you. So I thought it was an interesting link. But yeah, I like Klaus Nomi. He didn't do much, but what he did was quite interesting. Yeah, he's a curious, curious figure.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna like check that track out and just look into him. Brilliant. And saying it was Henry Purcell.
Yeah, it's Henry Purcell. That's the cold song. Yeah. It's from an opera about King Arthur, or a piece of. Wouldn't have been an opera that. Or maybe would it have been an opera? I can't remember. But it was a piece about King Arthur,
like
fundamentally.
Late 1600s, I think. Because when I was at school, I was saying in our little break there, but, Henry Purcell was a song. I had to sing this song called I Attempt from Love Sickness to Fly. And it was just beautiful, like love ballad. But I that's where I learned the word melisma, being something being melismatic. And it's just that one, the word was like, I won't sing it full, but it was like, I attempt from love sickness to fly in vain. So that fly word is like melisma, just like many like acrobatics.
Yeah, like, it's an interesting one because that's sort of what would be sort of in sort of, I suppose, really 30s, 40s, 50s, particularly in the kind of jazz world. It became, because again, if you think of people like Sinatra, they sing on the beat. They don't, they follow the vowels and they follow the consonants, don't they? So it's fly me to the moon.
Yeah.
You know, there's all, and that using a never melisma, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a little bit subversive, that singing across the beat and stretching out one kind of note. You had real sort of lyrical purists who were like, no, that's almost decadent. You shouldn't be kind of doing that.
Yeah.
But it became a huge, huge thing in country music. People like George Jones from the 50s, 60s, where he would take that note and move all round here, there and everywhere. Mm-hmm. So he'd be singing, obviously, multiple, you know, he'll get to the note, but the way he got there was like, it was a beautiful ascent or a beautiful kind of descent. I think it's an interesting word, and it's an interesting thing you're sort of picking up on in from the sort of vocal and what have you.
Yeah, I was going to use the word, which I'll mention more of later, but I've just realised that the word I wanted to use for a song later is actually in this, maybe. But have you heard of the word prosody? Have you heard of that one? Which is, I learned it a few years ago because I was like, there must be a certain word for this. And there was, as soon as I researched it. So prosody is like the term for sort of scene painting. But whatever you're singing, it's happening also in the music. So how can I put this? You know, like Radiohead, High and Dry.
Yeah.
On the word high, it's a high note.
Oh, okay.
And then imagine just completely different, like, stop hammer time, right? the music stops.
Yes.
So that's prosody, when the lyric is saying something and it's actually happening in music. Elvis, way on down.
Yeah, yeah.
So something like that. And then fly, as in that Henry Purcell, fly. It's maybe that's something flying. Yeah, yeah. That's like decorative. But I've got like something for later for that posh word prosody. The most popular one is Hallelujah, the Leonard Cohen song.
Oh, okay. It
goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor four, and the major lift. So lyrically, he's explaining what's happening actually in the music theory.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's like the pinnacle of prosody. So take that with your kids. Carry on driving.
Well, that was Davey with the traffic there. Thank you. If you're on the M25, no, that's fabulous. Like your style. Here we are. We're rattling through this. We're just over halfway through the show. We've got another hour to go and have another track from you, Davey. And then we'll have a, I'll give you a quick update on what's going on with the station. But where are you fancy next?
Well, let's talk about Prosody. This one was it's a popular band called the Beatles, and the song is called "Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite." And the pinnacle of the Prosody in this is like when I was a kid, like learning some music theory and loving the Beatles, me and my teacher were like discussing this. And it's really cool that there's a bit where it says, and of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Mm. And then it turns into a waltz three times.
Yeah, yeah.
So the whole song is 1, 2, 3, 4. And as soon as he says waltz for that bit, it's 1, 2, 3, 1. Mm. So like he's just said waltz and it's turned into a waltz. And lyrically, I love... do you know how this song was written lyrically?
I do, actually, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I used to own a copy of the poster for this. So anyone that doesn't know, the poster of this Pavlov's Banker's Fair. I can't remember what... But every lyric in this is off a poster of like a Victorian circus coming to town.
And there's all the hyperbole associated with it as well, isn't there? Really, really bigging the whole thing up, you know?
And just imagining John Lennon looking at what's in front of him and just trying to create this circus and then having that Henry the Horse dance in the waltz and turn into a 3-4. What an interesting time at that piano must have been happening. And there's things like George Martin said things were getting weird when, like, he used to say, like, for... Tomorrow Never Knows, he would say, I want the weird sound at the end, like, doo, 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 sound like lemons falling off a cliff.
Mm.
And then for this one, he said, I want to be able to smell the sawdust.
Oh, cool.
And then he said on the White album, he said, I want this to sound like an orange. And then he thought, John's changing. So this one, hopefully you can hear all the lyrics and smell the sawdust.
Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. The late of Pablo Bank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Letters K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. He'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Oops, I forgot where I was for a minute there. Fantastic.
You're at the circus.
Exactly. I could smell the sawdust. Smell the sawdust. So there we go. Benefit of being for the benefit of Mr. Kite, the Beatles, from Sergeant Pepper, of course, chosen by guest Davey Howell with some great choices so far. If you don't mind saying those fun, songs, that music with words along with them is kind of perfect. And if you're enjoying, obviously, the the music with words, there's so much of it going on in Shipful of Bombs. Here we are at www.sfob.co.uk. Station's been going now for about 12 years. All the archives and the podcasts and the old shows that are streaming are available if you wanted to sort of dip in. Recently, we've joined hands with The Craftsman, our kind of live partner now down in Westleigh-on-Sea. Craftsman 151 Hamlet Court Road. Fantastic pub, doing an awful lot of work with lots of live bands, lots of live music. They've got a great, as well as like an open mic, which is going very well. They also have an open DJ spot on a Wednesday as well. So for people who started DJing, haven't had a chance to play out much, you can basically take an hour and just sort of DJ. So strongly recommend you get down to the Craftsman. And obviously we broadcast from there earlier today, where we had the Seven Syndicate, which is Mark Lancaster and the other Mark from Box of Delights, doing basically. It was 4 hours of sort of funk and soul live from the Craftsman, and we're going to be doing an awful lot more of that as we move forward. So here we are, rolling into the second hour of Harbour Bazaar. Lots to pack in.
So much to do that you're doing. I could just, I'm going to get these hat trick balls really quickly. The amount of stuff you're doing, if you'll have me, because this is a really genius idea, because we're doing songs with words in. Have you ever done songs without words in? That could be good, couldn't it?
We've not done a full show, but I think you've just scheduled yourself in for next month then. No problem. Actually, interesting, which I think we have a nice segue. So, oh, by the way, of course, we are free to air. Obviously, we don't really advertise. We don't charge. And I know a lot of these kind of stations, they'll often charge the presenters for doing a show. We don't do anything like that. All of the talent, and it is the talent, is basically here on... For their knowledge and their music, and we don't playlist, we never will be. But if you wanted to stick a dollar in the tin, you'd be very, very welcome, just to support the running costs of the station, PRS fees and all this kind of stuff. And you can do that via Patreon. Just go to patreon.com and type in Shipful of Bombs or SFOB, and you will be able to find us there. But if you want to chip in, fabulous, but only if you can actually afford it without any issue to yourself. So obviously we've got language, words as our kind of theme, and I thought what I wanted to do, there was a... Because again, I often talk about different books I've been reading. And again, last month I was in Italy and spent most of it with Fingers Crossed, which is the book by Mickey Breni, who is the singer of what gets labelled a shoegaze band called Lush. And it's a fantastic read. She's got a very interesting background. Her mother is Japanese, and Japanese actress, was in a couple of Bond films and all this kind of stuff. And her father came from what formerly was quite a wealthy Hungarian family. And so she lived in London with her father, and her father and her grandmother, who was quite abusive to her. But, that's in the book. But fundamentally, he talks about, the life that she had with her father, which was very colourful, very theatrical, but often he let money slip through his fingers, but then she could do what she kind of liked. But then she'd be going off to Los Angeles and staying with her mother, which is like in Hollywood, and these two different kind of worlds, and it comes across in their kind of music. So I will play a Lush track, and I strongly recommend Fingers Crossed, Mickey Breni. She speaks very, very well about that whole, what became sort of Britpop era, and how, as a female singer in a band where the two creatives in the band were her and a lady by the name of Emma, I can't remember her surname, forgive me, both guitarists and singers, how when you had the Oasises and the Blurs and all this kind of lad culture becoming in music, she was like, guys who would typically be absolutely normal they're in a band with are suddenly becoming kind of geezers.
And
they weren't really like that. And she wasn't having any of it. And she speaks really well about that, and touring in America. She was on the first Lollapalooza tour, playing with people like Jane's Addiction and what have you. So it's a really, really interesting book. The first half of it is about her and her life, which is really interesting. And the second half is basically making it in a band at that period of time. So talking about playing at the Dublin Castle and the Falcon and around Camden and the Bull and Gate and all these kind of venues where we'd see gigs and what have you. So it's thoroughly recommend it. That's Fingers Crossed by Mickey Breni. But their first album was produced by Robin Guthrie of the Cocteau Twins. And I wanted to play a Cocteau Twins track because I think it ties in, obviously, with the whole bit with Lush. But with the Cocteau Twins as well, her name's gone completely. I had how dreadful of me. Liz Fraser, the singer, she would often sing sounds. She'd sing vowel sounds. So they're sounds like they're kind of poetic with a meaning, but you're bringing that to it. So it's where you're saying about songs without words, obviously.
Yeah.
This is Ivo off of the album Treasure. And this is a song which kind of doesn't have any words, but You can make bits out, but it's a beautiful thing. This is the Cocteau Twins, Ivo. Sometimes you need to remember that you're actually hosting a radio station. You're not just playing records and chatting.
Can't say you were smelling the sawdust with that one.
No,
what you were smelling with that.
You're
one.
You've never come across the never experienced Cocteau Twins.
Never. And I just said, "Who's this vocalist?" And you just said that she sung in.
She said she did some guest vocals for Massive Attack.
Yeah, in Teardrop.
Yeah.
How cool.
She's fabulous.
Brilliant.
And again, it's that she's not a show off.
Yeah.
She does it. Got a great presence. But just doesn't need to dance around. Do you know what I mean?
What an interesting thing, though, just to make the noises and just have. It's not saying it's gibberish, but it just sounds. We're listening to something, and we don't know what we're making of it either. And neither I don't know if she would as well. But what an interesting concept for a song. I was trying to think of that guy making gibberish words. Is a little bit different. But is it Jabberwocky?
That poem,
where it's just absolute nonsense, but makes everything. in your head make total sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm getting that sort of feeling from it.
Yeah, we did a show, a Lewis Carroll themed show a few years ago where we had different, you know, found different versions of people reading Jabberwocky, and Christopher Lee reading it was quite interesting, to be honest.
Oh, I bet that was
very
actually.
Cool. Very cool. There you go. Cool. So where are we going? We've got to pack in as much as we can. Where are we going next, David, with this music with people talking in them?
Well, this is another talky one. English talky, this one. American / Icelandic, this guy called John Grant, sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this song is called Mars. So it's M-A-R-Z or Z, how you prefer. That's actually what he says as well. And I always forget if it's Z or Z sometimes.
Well, I'm a Z man, personally.
You're a Z?
Yes.
I say it whenever it's the only letter I say, and then I go, did I just Americanize that, or am I regretting this? So I just go Z, Z.
My first experience of Z was Sesame Street as a child.
Was it?
Yeah.
But it's Z, right, in English?
It's Z in English, typically.
Yeah, yeah. I just forget. I can't remember what is it in French? I think it's Z, Z. Anyway, nothing to do with it, but this song, when I was talking about when I was like...
This show's been brought to you today by the letter Z and the number 3.
Where are you travelling? Is there a Z or a Z in it? Tell us.
Twitter's on fire now.
Someone's in Marazion. Brilliant. What do you think? So this song, when I was talking earlier about writing and talking about nostalgia and going back in my life, this guy... Do you know John Grant?
I do know John Grant. I'm aware of more than I've listened to be honest.
I think the first three albums I've listened to quite a lot, and not so much afterwards. I don't know why. Just haven't picked them up. But the first two albums I really love. This is off the album called Queen of Denmark, and I actually found this like reading in like a Q magazine when they were a thing. So I think this was 2010, and it was like album of the year in their reviews. And I was like, let's take a punt. Let's just get it. Who's this guy? And I do absolutely adore the album. And this song, when I first listened to it, which hopefully, listeners, you'll be like, what's going on in this? The verses are... let's set this up. He was in Canada driving back to America, and there's a place that he used to visit as a kid where he grew up called... they were called the Marzetti family, and it used to be an ice cream parlour, like an old school one.
Okay.
And he's talking about, I want to go back to Mars, and he's talking about not the planet, which you might think, but he's actually talking about this ice cream parlour. And when he went in there to, like, take his friend, they still had, like, the old menu, but the families have, like, moved on, but someone's kept it as an ice cream parlour. But they had the old school menu up, and, like, it's all cased. And the verses are just all the selections that you could have, like root beer and the ice cream flavours.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
So when
I
first listened to this, I was like, is he just naming sweets and confectionery and ice cream and drinks? And he is. And he's just talking about, I want to go back there, and it's so nostalgic where this happens. And there's a thing called Green Rivers Flow, and it's a drink called Green River, which is sort of like lime... ghastly green bottle of drink you could get back in the 50s, and they still do it there, he said. So I just thought, what an interesting concept, just to, like, again with John Lennon, looking at something, just taking the lyrics, but he's talking about butterscotch and marshmallow, and you just get lost in it because the music's really beautiful as well. So yeah, this is John Grant, Mars. Hope you enjoy it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bittersweet strawberry marshmallow butterscotch, polar bear cashew, Dixieland phosphate chocolate, lime tutti frutti special raspberry, leave it to me. Three gray scotch lassie cherry smash lemon freeze. I wanna go to Mars, where rivers flow, and your sweet 16 is waiting for you after the show. I wanna go to Mars, you'll meet the Gold Dust Twins tonight, you'll get your heart's desire, I will meet you under the light.
high school football, hot fudge, buffalo, tulip sundae, almond caramel, frappe, pineapple root beer, black and white Big Apple, Henry Ford, sweetheart, maple tea. I wanna go to Mars. Sweet 16 is waiting for you after the show. I wanna go to Mars. You'll meet the Goldust twins tonight. You'll get your heart's desire. I will meet you under the lights.
The worst thing of all.
There you go, a very quick ending Plan B by Dexys Midnight Runners there. Very, very nice too. Sometimes I don't know what Kevin Rowland's saying, but by Christ, he means it. Do you know what I mean?
What a vocalist saying, like, all those interesting vocalists. I keep saying, like, there's a difference between being a good singer and having a good voice. Doesn't mean you can't have both. Like, Dylan would be one as well. It would change. Tom Waits, we've already had. Dexy, Ian Curtis, just these people where we were just saying, like, imagine the first time they opened their mouth and the whole room, what was the reaction?
Yeah.
What was their mum? Must have been, oh, that's really good, dear. And that's how they carried on. So you just need a good mum if you've got a voice like Dexy.
Kevin starts singing, ooh, I'm sorry. Kevin's mum, Birmingham she was, she looks like a classic, never had a lesson. All natural talent, fabulous stuff, like your style, Davey. So we're going to try and squeeze in as much as we can. So you've got a few more tracks, and I've really got to play you an Ivor Cutler track before the end of the show. So what are you going to go for next, and what's your sort of choice?
We'll go for another one with words in. This one, I've got to look at my phone again, just for pronunciation. Have you heard of this band called Tuonarawen?
I haven't actually, no.
They are like in the 2000s and 2010s, they are a band from Algeria/Mali.
Okay.
And I read about them again, I think it was like a Q magazine or something, like years ago. And it was described as Desert Boys Blues. And I think that Tuonarawen is like the Mali, or the language around Mali and Algeria. It just means the Desert Boys. So I checked them out and I was hooked from the first second, and hopefully you are as well. It's just so interesting that you can take this North African vibe music and put it with like proper dirty blues. And the lyric content is just all about ongoings in the desert. So this song, I've got to look at my phone again, is called Sastanakam. Sastanakam. And the language is in Tamashek, which is a language around Mali and Algeria and Libya, I think, is next to it. And it's a song about liking the desert and saying to the desert, you know, I've lived here with my brothers, and even though I've travelled around the world, I will always come back to the desert and enjoy it, because until the rest of my life. And I was like, wow, what a lovely commitment to your homeland, which is a desert. And I don't understand fully what they're saying all the time, but I can always look on Google Translate, as I do, just to like look at the content. But you'll get hooked on the sound from second one, I think.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
It is called... I can't speak Tamashek yet, all right? It's called Sastanakam by Tuonarawen.
Sastanakam, nikti fuoti mi diwan. Leta siniti leda shakwa. Ina yanwarani sinjayi. Bissana tabar. Sukoz tarandak shinawan. Tiniri sastanakam, nikti fuoti mi diwan. Leta siniti leda shakwa. Ina yanwarani sinjayi. Bissana tabar. Sukoz tarandak shinawan. Sastanakam, nikti fuoti mi diwan. Tisana nu Maryama, nadakawara adikam
mere sastana pam jagati foot me dewa le kasni dile de shakwa alina yan walani senge sana ya tama koza tan damashin nawan
Davey, that was fabulous. Again, I've really, really got to remember this radio thing. It's talking to the microphone.
Yeah. It's all right. It's okay. I don't know what you were doing, dancing salsa in Portuguese or Brazil. I don't know what they do. Yeah.
That was fabulous. I don't know that. Didn't know either of those tracks at all. What was that first one again? I'm not going to make you say it one more time. But that guitar part.
Tino RN, Sastaganak. I don't know. I can't look. I've not got my notes on me anymore. But yeah, the Algerian/Mali group. It's brilliant. It's so cool that you can mix that language to, you know, Western blues and dirty rock. Yeah. It's such a cool crossover. And I was hooked. And first track of their first, that's the second track of one of their albums, called Elwan, which means elephant. So oh. I do know a bit. but they all, like I said, they all come out, I sound like a weird person saying this, they come out in all the gear, they come out with all their gear.
All the schmutter.
I don't know what it's called, you see, I need to educate myself more. But it's just amazing to see that these guys dress like that with like Fender guitars,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they're just doing it, and it's cool, all the rhythms, the lyrics. There's that rhythm of their language, which is really interesting to
cracking guitar
to.
Sound though, my friend.
Yeah.
Dirty guitar.
Yeah,
sound.
You can feel the sand on the strings.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel.
Exactly.
And that second one was by a guy called Rodrigo Amarante, and he's Brazilian. And that song's in Portuguese. That song's called Mare, which means tide. And I know that song just is talking about the ebbs and flows, the highs and lows of life.
Yeah.
That sort of poetic.
Oh, I like the style.
But that guy, did you ever watch a programme called Narcos?
No, I didn't.
It's really cool. It's the about Pablo Escobar, but he wrote the theme tune to that, which is a huge hit, and it's the best theme tune ever. Because the way he wrote it, I won't go into it now because I haven't got time, but that program made me look up Rodrigo Amarante, and he sings in English, Portuguese, French and Spanish. So that covers all the languages and words for today.
Fabulous stuff. I keep threatening to play you and I have a Cutler track. Again,
go on.
Because obviously we're doing language and words and as our kind of theme running kind of through the show. And again, I have a Cutler as a reasonably challenging individual. A very dour Scotsman. But obviously had a very, very playful sense of humour. And this is the absolutely fabulous, and again, the rhythm of the language in it and what he's actually saying. This is from the magnificently titled album called Jammy Smears. And this is...
That sounds like a knock-off Jammy Dodgers from Audi or something.
Jammy Smears. And then this track is called Brabba Dabba Da. Hold on, let me turn the volume down. Got to remember this one. Here we go. Welcome. Once again, you're listening to Magic FM, the travel show here with Ivor Cutler.
A man had woolen eyes, he couldn't see very well. I knitted them into a great big ball and rolled them down the hill. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. When he saw what I had done, he said, where are my eyes? I gave him two new proper ones so he could see all right. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. He came right up to me and punched me on the knee. Now give me back my woolen ones, I like the way I saw. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. I ran to the bottom of the hill and brought the big ball back. He made them into woolen eyes and placed them where they belonged. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Now if you see a man with a couple of woolen eyes, run away with a saucy grin, he can see as well as you. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da, ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da. Ba-ra-ba-da-ba-da.
There you go, Brabadabada from Jammy Smears.
Jammy Smears.
Boy Ivor Cutler.
Wow, he sounds like a Jammy Smears to me.
He's a fantastic individual. If you can find it, there's a very troubling interview with him with Mark Lamar when he was on Radio London.
Right.
And Mark Lamar was a great broadcaster, a great DJ. And again, you can all of his shows you can get on Mixcloud, and some of the just God's Jukebox was one of the shows he did, which is phenomenal. And he gets Ivor Cutler on as a guest, and he refuses to call him Mr. Cutler. He calls him Ivor, and from that moment, Ivor Cutler is having none of it.
Oh.
He berates him on air. He tells him off for being a rude presenter because he called him Ivor rather than Mr. Cutler because I hadn't been properly introduced. He's a very small, very fierce Scotsman, and he was in Magical Mystery Tour briefly as well.
Oh,
Ivor
right.
Cutler. I think it was Magical Mystery Tour, is it? And yeah, he's just a very difficult Scotsman.
Mm.
Wears an odd hat, often played the harmonium.
Yeah.
What a combo.
That was the entire song that we just listened to.
That was Brabba Dabba Da, yeah.
Lovely.
There's lots of it. He has a great song called Shoplifters, where the opening lines are "Shoplifters lifting shops into the sky," yeah. Which is such.
I just love the comical cheekiness of like when you're singing a line and you think he said something like eyes and you think oh the next line is going to rhyme with eyes and it completely doesn't. There's always that little wink you just know he's doing
the wonderful Ivor Cutler. So here we go. We've got about 10 minutes left or so. We've got a few bits to sort of fill in.
Yeah.
I've got one very very short song to play then, which is another minute. I think I might do a whole show of songs that are only a minute long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, blimey, there's a challenge.
Do I know? Oh, I know a couple now. I'm not going to say because of the show that we might do, but I was going to say Her Majesty would be one, right?
Yeah,
Beatles, is that under a minute?
I think it might be.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, a few more from yourself then, Davey. What's left in your gander bag, old love?
Let's just go, I think, out of the two, Black Math by The White Stripes. But this is a live version. Because
okay.
I picked this because I absolutely love this live version. It's so punchy and the sound quality is awesome. But the reason for language is, there's only one reason. I've never heard anyone use the word unequivocally in a song, especially in a rock, blues, punk, garage Detroit, shouting like unequivocally, and I was like, what does that even mean? So I learned the word unequivocally at 20 years old or 19 because of this song. Language.
Bizarre wouldn't be the Harbour Bazaar without some Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is Huck from the Her to Return to.
Born of the river, born of its ever-changing, never-changing murky water. see the hacker.
For the dirty old man latrine. The brothel shifter, the hustle and the bustle and the greenbacks rustle, and all the sexy cash, the randy cars, the $2 girl.
Saying goodbye to Saint Huck there just for the kind of moment. That song goes on forever. It never stops. You can keep that on a loop all of your entire life. But there you go. A little bit of earlier, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. That was the story of Saint Huck.
You're saying live, it was something to behold, right?
Unbelievably, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine what you were watching. I bet you were wondering, should I be here?
Yeah, I mean, again, it was around that time that Chuck and I saw him at Brixton Academy, and that was with the Mick Harvey, Blixer Bar Girls, Warren Ellis, Thomas Widler was in there, Conway Savage on keys, and it was just phenomenal.
Yeah,
it really was.
I need to listen to more.
They are without a shred of a doubt the greatest, that period, greatest live band I've ever seen. By then, superb.
I've only known a few of their albums, like the latest one, which was the one that was Black and Green, just after his son passed away.
Yeah, The Skeleton Tree.
Yeah, that was it. And then Dig Lazarus Dig, and what, the Boatman's
Call. But his last one with Warren Ellis, Carnage, is interesting.
Yeah.
And Ghostine, those three albums, Ghostine, you know, Skeleton Tree, Ghostine, and Carnage fit together as a sort of triptych almost, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, again, Skeleton Tree is lovely. I can't listen to that for all sorts of reasons on the basis that when that came out. We do a record club, which you know, I've sort of mentioned on air before, which is like a book club but with albums. And we had Skeleton Tree down as the album to do, and that was when my oldest and greatest, Boxy, who I mentioned at the beginning of the show, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So that album for me is that period, and I think there's some beautiful things on it. But you know, we were talking about grief and things earlier, and the process of that album. At some point, I'll be able to listen to that album. But
I remember
he said to me, I said, "Oh, you know, Skeleton Tree." He's like, I don't really, you know.
Yeah.
It was in the December. He said, I don't really want to be listening to songs about his son dying whilst I'm dealing with.
It's one of those
the
things.
Same thing myself. It's like, fair enough. We'll substitute the album. Do you know what I mean?
When you're ready, if you're ready, it can happen. It doesn't have to, but yeah, absolutely. It is one of those things where, yeah, that's all I can say. Really, is when you approach it and you think it's the time to do so.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll do it, but. It just seems like there is a cruel association with it, but you know, wonder it doesn't matter if you do or not.
No. It's a fabulous Skeleton Tree. What I remember listening to at the time is a fabulous album. But I could give you a top 10 Nick Cave albums. I think you should listen to this afternoon. To be honest,
definitely. But, how many albums has he had?
He's had about 17.
17.
15 or 16, 17.
So we've got this league, haven't we? We've got Oliver Umtukudzi. Bowie, which we talked about, 26 albums. Nick Cave, 17.
Yeah, 67 albums. Frank Zappa's got one or two.
Yeah.
You know, one or two too many, in my opinion. But that's another matter. Right, we're careering to the end of the show, so we're going to have a last full track from yourself. What's that going to be, Davey?
This one is, I was talking about my dad earlier, and the whole reason I love Sea Shanty is because of the affiliation with my dad. And this one I thought would be cool. This is a song called Bully in the Alley, which is a straight up traditional sea shanty, but it's my favorite version because if you go on YouTube you can watch them do this with like in a lifeboat house with like a load of other blokes. And what's really interesting, you go to the YouTube like comment section and people are really funny, like John, the guy who's, I can't remember his last name, but he's called John obviously, and such a strong name for a voice like his. People say like his voice is as deep as the anchor, or some would say like legend has it that his dad was an amplifier, which is just funny stuff like that. So what a voice he's got. And Bully in the Alley is like a sort of nautical sailor's term for being too drunk in the streets where you used to like visit the ports. So Bully in the Alley would mean like he's drunk, we can't take him in anymore, we're going to leave him down the alley and we'll come back for him later. Yeah. So this is like a sort of like nonsensical song, as if like you're going around the port and you experience like meeting women and drinking this and buying that, but never like sort of forgetting your mate. And what's funny with the language is, one, you've got that term, and two, in a shanty, I've learned from this song, doesn't have to rhyme. You just put O at the end. Just go, oh, I'm popping to the shop, so. And then la, 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 la. And then would you like anything, O? That makes total sense. So I just think, and I love this recording because some sea shanty groups record it too perfect. And I think it's not all about what shanties were. And it's just full, beautiful men singing. And it's just, I don't know. It takes me back to a time I wasn't there.
Bully in the alley, way, hey, bully in the alley, help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley, bully down in Shinbone Alley. Now Sally is a girl in Shinbone Alley, way, hey, bully in the alley, Sally is a girl in Shinbone Alley, bully down in Shinbone Alley. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley, way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley, bully down in Shinbone Alley. A
found myself down on the keyhole. Way,
hey, bully in the alley.
Found myself with time so free, oh,
bully down in Shinmo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinmo now.
I waltzed up to the angel in, oh,
way, hey, bully in the alley.
Kicked on the door and I walked right in, oh,
bully down in Shinmo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinmo now.
Walked up to the barroom counter.
Way, hey, bully in the alley.
There I met with Greasy Annie.
Bully down in Shinmo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinmo now.
Greasy Annie's a slimy whore, oh,
way, hey, bully in the alley.
Every shellback's knocked on a door, oh,
bully down in Shinmo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinmo now.
I bought a rum and I bought a gin, oh,
way, hey, bully in the alley.
Bought a wine, both white and red, oh,
bully down in Shinmo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinmo now.
When I'd spent of all me tin, oh,
way, hey, bully in the alley.
Up to bed with ended creep, oh,
bully down in Shinmo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinmo now.
We're up and tumbled all night long, oh,
way, hey, bully in the alley.
Dawn did break and the cock did crow, oh,
bully down in Shinmo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinmo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shinmo now.
Oh, that was fabulous. You seem to quite enjoy the expression grit in the oyster.
Yeah, we were just saying about the there's groups out there that just make it sound too perfect, but sea shanties were like made to be in time with each other on the ship and hauling and rowing and all sorts, but I bet no one was in tune or in the same key. It's all about just giving it a go, and it's like best of British, isn't it? I've done a set of sea shanties once for the RNLI about a month ago. People just join in. They just instantly want to just, because it's call and response.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's easy. It's fun.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Music with words.
Music with words. We've done it.
Perfect. Dave, you've run to the end of the show. I've got one very short track I'm going to finish up on, but thank you so much for coming in. Some fantastic choices. You've introduced me to some really groovy music today, actually, and the talk around and the reasons for why it's been brilliant. So you are very welcome to come
back
again, sir.
Same here. I'm going to listen back to this. I'm going to make all the notes about your songs as well. Can't wait.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you're going to like this one so much. This is the Meatball song off Klopp's lead from Kurt Vile, Bertolt Brecht, off a wonderful album called Lost in the Stars. It's less than a minute, and this is fantastic. So, my name's Stephen Hastings. This has been the Harbour Bazaar. You've been listening to Ship Full of Bombs. Tune in to all the other shows. Have a look, listen to the streaming and the podcast, and we will see you next month. Thank you. Hey!
Ecker, 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 Ec